Speed inflation, diesel price surge has New England fishing industry reeling. By Ethan Letkman on May 18, 2022. Commercial fishermen are feeling the effects of President Joe Biden's economy as the price of diesel, a fuel widely used within the industry, has skyrocketed in the New England region, according to a report. The average price of diesel was $6.41 in Massachusetts as of Wednesday and $6.47 in Rhode Island, the American Automobile Association, AAA, reported. Back in 2019, I paid $1.50 a gallon. Now I'm paying $6.50 a gallon. Captain James Keating, who works in the mussel industry in the Northeast, told Boston 25 News. Captain Dave Hobson, who works in the lobster industry and runs a fishing charter company in the region called Wavelength Fishing Charters, echoed Keating's sentiments, telling Boston 25 that prices have tripled since last year. Hobson says he is contemplating doing a fuel surcharge for fisher charting clients if the surging price of diesel is not remedied. Somehow we have to cover our costs, he added. Because of rising diesel prices in the region, commercial fishermen are concerned about how they will make up for expenses. Keating says they can't just pass these costs on to buyers because of the way the wholesaler system works. As Americans like Keating and Hobson try to make ends meet with rocketing gas prices and an inflated economy, Biden has failed to properly address the gas cost surge, often blaming others. When asked about the rising prices in March, Biden said, "Can't do much right now," while placing responsibility on Russia, Breitbart News noted. On May 10, Biden failed to offer pragmatic solutions to rising gas costs, as Breitbart News reported. Biden complained that inflation was an incredibly difficult problem, but he did not offer any specific solutions to address high gas prices. He proposed more government spending on research and development, indicating it would help reduce inflation. The average national diesel price is currently at $5.57, according to AAA, up from $5.55 on May 10, which set the national record.